This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The folk pop group Lost in the Trees has a new album out this month. Long praised for its ethereal sound, instrumental mastery, and passionate performances, the band's new record, Past Life, takes a slightly more direct turn. Frontman and Chapel Hill native Ari Picker joins me in the studio this morning to talk about it. Ari, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
People in the past have described your music as orchestral folk, and I had heard, you know, that this was going to be the Lost in the Trees rock record.
Well, I didn't want to do the same thing I had been doing. I needed to either switch it up or not make another record, so I decided to switch it up.
Well, we're glad about that.
Yeah, you know, I think listening to more modern music while making this record, being on tour, seeing other bands and what they were doing, and just kind of being a little bit more engaged with the current music scene versus the last records where I was in my, you know, in my college bubble or in, you know, a classical music bubble. And so this one was informed by things that were going on around me and the desire to do something different.
Were there some specific bands that you could point to that you were listening to?
Gosh, the Dirty Projectors and Grizzly Bear and, you know, bands like that. Normally what happens with me is music is a somewhat peripheral thing, and I'll take little bits and pieces of it from here and there, and I'll have an emotional reaction to them, and it becomes this some kind of like a mixtape, an internal mixtape, and then all those little moments of inspiration will form a pathway for me.
We'll play a little bit of the first song now, but I wonder if you can pronounce it for me and tell me what that song title means.
Exkos. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It was the first four random letters that I punched in on the keyboard while making the demo, and I thought it had a ring to it.
So I read that some of the lyrics on the record were inspired by paintings?
Yeah, you know, I was hoping that this record, the last record, it was more of a coming from an internal place, and it was very heavy, and it needed to be this certain thing, and it needed to represent something. And for this record, I wanted to discover it more than find it inside of me, like reach out and grab it. So yeah, going to museums and looking at paintings and just anything external inspiration was something I was interested in. So it did start with just some poems that I'd written about some paintings, and then I found a narrative thread through all these different poems and began to develop a story.
Is that a story about two people kind of chasing each other through time?
Yeah, two souls attracted to each other in some way or another. So love, or I would say love. Yeah. In its most fundamental form. And yeah, the different stages of their relationship in the same life together, one in the next life while the other's in the past life, and kind of connecting each other through these kind of intangible emotional moments, feelings. It was a romantic image, and I wanted the songs to kind of represent that romance.
It made me think of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're kind of chasing each other as their memories are being erased.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good example.
And in Lady in White, I was listening to that record, and when it starts out, it's like, man, that bass line is funky.
Ah, thank you for saying that. You know, we've had that track out for a while, and nobody's mentioned that bass line, and it's definitely the most groovy thing I've been a part of.
The daunting friend that is singing to you from under the bed?
The daunting friend is a friend of mine that I just, he's such an amazing artist, and I just have a little bit of, I'm admiring him even though I'm talking to him and I'm friends with him, and it's just, I'm always thinking about his art while I'm with him.
Right. Is he intimidating?
He's not, he doesn't mean to be.
Right. But his art could be.
his art is, and I'm super influenced by him, and yeah, he's my daunting friend, and that's how it started. And but then it kind of became more a part of the narrative of the romance of two souls, or maybe in this case, two art forms,
artists, yeah.
Artists, you know, being attracted to each other's artwork. Has a really 90s sound to it as well for to me. I was like, oh, this is my 90s acoustic song. I don't know. You're such a dawning friend. You sing to me under your bed. A mighty's riding all your spiraling head. I'll meet you on the stairs. Angels are speaking. The angels are speaking. So this album and a lot of the songs are based on these loop ideas, and that came from the writing process. So I would go into the studio and create these little vignettes or loops for the first half of the day, and then I would take those stems or tracks home with me where I didn't have any instruments and I couldn't create anything new other than sing on top of it.
How's that going to translate live, do you think?
It's much more powerful. I think we can be bigger sounding because the textures are, you know, beat machines and bass guitars and synthesizers versus us trying to mic a violin or, you know, that kind of thing. So there's a lot less of us on stage, but our sound's a lot bigger. And yeah, and it's a lot more groovy and danceable, and it's fun. It's more fun to play live.
Ari Picker, thanks for talking with me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Ari's the founder and frontman for Lost in the Trees. The new album is called Past Life. They'll be playing the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro on the 28th.